We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
This podcast episode is brought to you by Coors Light. These days, everything is go, go, go. It's nonstop hustle all the time. Work, friends, family expect you to be on 24/7. Well, sometimes you just need to reach for a Coors Light because it's made to chill. Coors Light is cold lagered, cold filtered, and cold packaged. It's as crisp and refreshing as the Colorado Rockies. It is literally made to chill. Coors Light is the one I choose when I need to unwind. So when you want to hit reset, reach for the beer that's made to chill. Get Coors Light in the new look delivered straight to your door with Drizzly or Instacart. Celebrate responsibly. Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
Mahomes has the time, delivers perfectly downfield, touchdown, Patrick Mahomes with a rope.
This one, Adams, touchdown!
This time going deep for Beckham Jr.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to RotoViz Overtime on RotoViz Radio, brought to you by Blue Wire. My name is Colm Kelly. You can follow me on Twitter at Overtime Ireland. As always, I'm joined by Sean Siegel, one of the best minds in the business, as we get ready to look into some of the upcoming models that we might be using to pick out these prospects using some of the freak score information. We'll be diving into that on today's show. If you didn't listen into the show on Tuesday yet, we did discuss some of the free agent moves, in particular Aaron Jones and his contract, and some of the Patriots moves. Lots of different parts discussed there. I know a lot of our listeners are big James Robinson fans. If you want to hear Sean's thoughts on how that signing of Carlos Hyde is going to affect James Robinson, do check that one out. Sean, as we start every show, how are you doing today?
Awesome. We're going to get a chance to talk about Matt Spencer and some of the great work that he has done for the site recently, a new writer for us who already has made his mark in a big way. And Tuesday was free agency. Today, we're going to look at the prospects. We're going to look at the upcoming NFL draft. We had the virtual combine going on with pro days happening as we speak. And so today we're going to look at some real cheat codes for beating your rookie draft. That's what everybody wants to know at this time. How do I find the best prospects? How do over time I beat all of my league mates at that most fun and most important element of dynasty leagues? And so, yeah, we've got some great info for how to do that today. And it's exciting to have Matt on board and look at some of the stuff that he's writing about.
Yeah, it's always cool to see the new guys jump aboard the site. We talk a lot about Sam Wallace in the show. We've seen him, and how he's developed as a writer. Lots of quality content going up on the site, and it's always cool to see the new guys jump aboard. I don't know if you meant it there, Sean, but you did say overtime. I didn't know if you meant overtime as in as time progresses, or in overtime as in how the show helps people get that edge. So I'll leave that one up for the listeners to decide. But the freak score obviously is something that has been on the website for quite some time, and it's actually the article here tells you exactly how much time it is. The article is 6 years in and the freak score is still finding new touchdowns. So Sean, for some of the listeners maybe not familiar with the tool, do you want to give a little background into the freak score tool?
Yeah, so to start off, Matt has been doing some pretty cool work for us. His first article a couple weeks ago was on breakout age and how to improve that, make some little tweaks to get even more insight. Listeners know that breakout age is really the metric that for wide receivers will allow you, combine that with draft position, those two things, and you can beat your rookie draft. Matt made some updates that made it even more accurate and is going to have the scores for the 2020 one class out soon, a lot of historical stuff in the original article. Just a fantastic piece and really a key element for, you know, helping you again to win that league. Anything that directly helps you win, I think we get very excited about. And he's back with that again this week, looking at the Freak Score. Now, the Freak Score is our homegrown metric, something the Fantasy Douche put together back all those years ago. And it was helping us understand the interactions between height, weight, and speed in terms of NFL wide receivers and how they scored touchdowns at the NFL level. So you hear all the time fantasy owners discounting touchdowns, acting like they don't matter, they're purely random. You have to get lucky, or if someone scores some, that you should discount that the following year. And as with a lot of efficiency stats, I always recommend that people understand the lack of stability that you can have with some of these stats, but that doesn't mean that you're not also getting some insight, and it doesn't mean that you're not going to have some players who consistently outperform. The Freak Score helps us find some of those guys. Now, this is a metric that is scaled to 100, and to give you a little bit of a sense of just how good the top guys are, number one, Calvin Johnson, there at 100, probably will never be dethroned. Really, Megatron, the if not the greatest wide receiver of all time, obviously he's going to have a pretty stiff argument from Randy Moss, Jerry Rice, a few players like that. But maybe the most transcendent physical wide receiver that we've ever seen had that season where he got almost to 2,000 yards receiving. Definitely not someone who was just big and fast. He could really play as well. Then you have DK Metcalf at number two, a receiver who broke out right away at the NFL level and is now someone we constantly debate as a potential number one overall in Dynasty. Stephen Hill, a former RotoViz crush back in the early days of the site, never really got to see him at the NFL level, had some leg injuries that sapped his strength there. But then number four, Darren Waller, very interesting, a guy who, you know, came in as a wide receiver, transitioned to tight end after solving some personal problems in his life. Really one of the best stories we've had at the NFL level was someone broke out much, much later than we tend to see, and now is really at that level with a George Kittle, where you watch him play and he is one of the most dynamic players in the entire NFL. Then number five, Chase Claypool, another guy like DK Metcalf who came in and set the world on fire with touchdowns. Number six, Vincent Jackson, who was a fantastic player for the Chargers and sadly passed away somewhat recently. A couple of guys just slightly further down the list, and Julio Jones at number 11, Andre Johnson at number 13. So we're talking about some big time players here, and some guys, especially at the top, who are scoring touchdowns more than other players who are just out there working for you between the 20s. So the cool thing here, Matt went in, looked at the different numbers, tested them over the past 6 years, was asking, okay, well, how much do the different elements of the score matter, and how similar is the score to where it was 6 years ago? And he said he was blown away by the fact that once he adjusted it for all of the new results, that it came out almost exactly the same. So again, when you are hearing that touchdowns are so very random and you can't go out and buy touchdowns, keep in mind that the touchdown predicting metric here didn't change much for the last 6 years. A little bit more stability there than you might think. Again, that doesn't mean that game to game or even season to season that you're going to be able to count on one of these big time receivers for 10 or 11 touchdowns. That's just not the way that it works. But you're giving yourself exposure to more touchdown upside when you have these types of players. The other interesting thing, weight 40, we know that those things come into play. Height a little bit more controversial, but one of the things Matt talked about in his piece is that especially at the tail, so when you're talking about guys who are really big or really, really tall or really short, that we tend to see that come out and it makes a much bigger difference. So when we're looking at some of these taller speed guys like a Marquez Valdes-Scantling with your Packers, like a DJ Chark, like a Cortland Sutton, we're seeing good touchdown numbers for them. Obviously, huge touchdown numbers for guys like a DK Metcalf, guys like a Chase Claypool. Metcalf and Claypool, obviously, from, you know, the ranking that they've had for all time, you can guess pretty clearly that they were number one in each of the last two classes. And so then we also look at freak score in terms of just sort of overall receiver scoring and overall receiver success. And Matt has broken them down. Top 12 wide receivers, a 59.1 average freak score. Receivers who fall below the top 12, 54.3. So you see a big edge there in freak score for the top guys. Early success, this is key for dynasty owners. You don't want to draft a guy who then you have to wait 3, 4, 5 years and he's on someone else's team by the time he blows up. Early success, a 59 freak score for the yes, a 54.3 for the no. And then Pro Bowler, again, we see the same kind of thing. 59 average freak score for these Pro Bowlers, 55.7 for everybody else. And so, again, when you're looking at trying to give yourself exposure to the really big-time players, this is an element that you want to consider. Is it the only thing to consider? Obviously not. There are a lot of production things that, in many cases, are even more crucial. But if you're going to go out and maybe draft someone who does have some production red flags, then I want a freak score guy when I do that. We look at DJ Chark. There were some good things in his production resume. There were some big concerns. Someone who broke out at the NFL level. DK Metcalf playing there across from AJ Brown. There were a few encouraging signs in his profile, but also some red flags. He's someone you want to take the risk on. Chase Claypool comes out as a senior, really only had that one good season. We know those things are sort of multiple red flags, but did have that good senior season and then has this massive freak score. And again, someone who looks like a huge steal in terms of what he's going to do based on what he cost you in rookie drafts. So it's just one piece of the puzzle. But when I'm looking at round three, well, if I'm looking at my top five picks and there's a question of, okay, I'm deciding between two stars, then you want the more athletic player. I think that's fairly straightforward. At the other end of it, if you're looking in round three, round four, and the guys you like because they were good at the college level and you know that translates well to the NFL, once those guys are gone, take a freak score star. You're going to give yourself exposure to some upside that some of these players who, you know, have, okay, the scouts are saying that they run routes well, or they're going to be a better, you know, pro player than they were a college player. If that guy is small and...
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences, so the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Slow and didn't do much in college, and people are telling you he's going to make it in the NFL because he runs routes, because he runs good routes. You want to run the other way fast, right? So look at freak score to help you get some real steals in your rookie draft.
And also just to mention, Dave Cabin, that is, has updated the Combine Explorer as well. That's pulling in the information from those pro days as well to set it up for the tool. So anyone that is a fan of the Combine Explorer, you'll have heard us talk about it over recent years on the show. Dave has been updating that, so it as each draft participant kind of comes through the process, it'll update that, which will lead to up-to-date results for you.
Look, no one's perfect. Even the best baseball players strike out with the bases loaded. The best golfers sometimes three-putt with the tournament on the line. So if you feel like you come up short in the bedroom sometimes, it's perfectly okay. But if it's bothering you, there are options. Go to GetRoman.com/RotoViz now. With Roman, you get a free online evaluation and ongoing care for ED, all from the comfort and privacy of your home. a U.S.-licensed healthcare professional will work with you to find the best treatment plan. If medication's appropriate, it ships to you free with two-day shipping. The whole process is straightforward and discreet. Getting started is simple. Just go to GetRoman.com/RotoViz and complete an online visit. Take care of your ED without leaving home. Complete an online visit today to connect with a doctor and take care of it. Go to GetRoman.com/RotoViz now to get $15 off your first month. Look, there's a straightforward way to take care of your ED. GetRoman.com/RotoViz. Get started now to save $15 on your first month of treatment.
Hey, RotoViz Radio listener, this is Curtis Patrick from the Dynasty Command Center podcast, and I've got a special deal for you today. Go to rotoviz.com, click the subscribe button, put the 12-month subscription in your cart, and use promo code RVRadio2021. That's RVRadio2021, and you're going to save 10%. Taking advantage of this deal, getting your hands on what's included in the package, is the best way to enhance your performance this year. So go to rotoviz.com and subscribe now.
So Sean, as we dive into the second half of the show, we like to try and get some of those listener questions in as we get through the week. And they come in usually through my Twitter feed or my Twitter DMs, which is at Overtime Ireland, or else the other part then is when they come in through rotovizradio@gmail.com. So send them in either way. We're happy to dive in, try and include a few on the show each week. Today, an interesting one came in from Todd from PA. A lot of people will be listening to his shows as well. Todd was asking that he would love to see us talk about the early runs we're seeing at quarterback affecting roster construction and how we are handling it. He also mentioned quarterback run going 2 to 3 rounds earlier than previous years. So we've talked about quarterbacks and their value increasing or their ADP increasing and how to kind of target that on some of the shows this year. But I do think it is a topic that's going to come up more and more, as we probably will see some of that ADP rise as we even get closer to the NFL season. So, Sean, I'll let you take the floor first. I know you've done a little bit of research into this one.
Yeah, so we do a lot of talk about the FFPC Roster Construction Explorer, the FFPC Command Center. Today, we'll look for a little bit at some of these other best ball formats. If you find yourself in a 2 running back, 3 wide receiver format, has a little bit of a different dynamic there. You don't have the tight end premium. Then the quarterback situation is pretty interesting. As Todd references, we have these quarterback runs going earlier, and in the same way that anytime that you see a season where the trends are a little bit different, then the following season you have a big ADP reaction, whether or not you should. And it's an interesting question, I think. If you go and you pull up the Best Ball Win Rate Explorer and you look at the QB position and ADP, it's really pretty gross when you look at these quarterbacks who go early. In the top 8 quarterbacks off the board ADP wise, only one of them has a win rate of even 7%, right? And that was Patrick Mahomes at 9.8 in 2020. The first quarterback who was drafted last year, again, a 4.1% win rate for Lamar Jackson. We know that every season, these early guys have huge landmine potential, Mahomes 2020, you know, notwithstanding. We do see some decent win rates once we move into that 40 to 70 range, even though we know that overall, this hasn't been the area yet that we really want to target in terms of our overall construction. But we are seeing some numbers in that range that are actually not too bad. And so it's understandable that owners will be starting to draft some guys in that range. And especially when you look at the 2020 numbers, where you have Kyler Murray drafted 72nd overall, 11.4% win rate, Deshaun Watson, almost identical ADP, 11.2% win rate. And then you think in terms of, okay, some of these guys who have this hybrid profile, and we've talked on the show, Dave Cabin, an awesome article about it. This hybrid profile now is giving the top quarterbacks a very different type of scoring ability than what we've traditionally seen. And so the long-held tenets of late-round quarterback don't necessarily apply in the same way. Now, that doesn't mean that we want to overreact and start really chasing this run. And one of the things that you can do, it's not the only thing you can do. I think that you can look for some of these hybrid quarterbacks a little bit earlier, take one of them, wait a little bit for your second guy, but have some exposure there on a weekly basis to the top end player. But the other thing you can do, which I think is an interesting tactic and a tactic that's not used that often, but we do have a large enough sample size to be very confident about how well it works and how consistently it works season to season to season, is you can go with three quarterbacks. Now, a lot of the best owners are reluctant to do this because anytime that you add at the onesie position, it really constrains what you can do with your running back, wide receiver, construction for the entire team, for the full roster. And it makes it a little bit trickier to do something like take three defense, which is very clearly the right move to make. If you take three quarterbacks and three defenses, then you're limited to an extent to two tight ends. A lot of people like to have three. Two tight ends with the tight end early is the way to play it. But the other way that's not as good but still can be successful is to do three tight ends later. Obviously, you're not going to take three of each. You don't want a 9-1-Z construction. But even the 8-1-Z construction where you have three quarterback, three defense, that limits some of your other options. It doesn't work as well with some of our zero RB approaches. But purely from a QB position, it's interesting because we do have this traditional QB window. Now, again, you have to look at, okay, which kind of guys does that actually represent? Where will we need to take them this year in order to have similar kinds of guys? But between round 7 and round 12, we have this quarterback window where if we take the three quarterbacks within that window, then it really supercharges the QB scoring. If you take three QBs, but you don't have them in the window, obviously, if you take a guy early, you don't want to have three quarterbacks. But if you wait a long time for your third quarterback, that also sort of destroys the advantage. That third quarterback historically just doesn't score enough points to give up the roster slot that you could use somewhere else. But within the window, this three QB approach has returned almost 11% win rate over the last 6 years. And I think that this is a way to react to the QBs going earlier. If you don't want to participate, then just wait and get three guys from that little bit later group. I've done this in some actual drafts recently. Scott Barrett had a cool industry draft here to let some of us experiment. And in that particular draft, I waited. And I think the guys I ended up with were Stafford, Cousins, and Carr using this three QB approach a little bit later. So you can play around a little bit with that, see if you like it. Colm, I know that you've been a late round QB guy, but at the same time, you do like these hybrid quarterbacks. How do you like to attack it in best ball leagues, given the changing ADP in 2021?
It's going to be a little bit tricky as they continue. I mentioned that they could continue to rise up draft boards. I think the hype as we get closer to the season could continue to increase the value, but you touched on it there and we've talked about it in a number of shows. And I know Dave Caban's doing some work into it in terms of the rushing production that the quarterbacks are having now and how that's actually elevated the floor of some of the quarterback kind of expectations that we had in previous seasons. I think there's a lot of guys that fit into that mold and it's trying to find that right value. I still don't think they're all going to be gone before, you know, we get through round 6. So it might be a case to go one round earlier if we have to get one of those guys. But I think the approach that you mentioned is still the smartest way to go. I think we're getting into a situation then where it's kind of head over heart, or rather than going with the methodology that has proven successful for us, I think the key is sticking to that. And sometimes that's why having these resources and having these tools is so beneficial, because we can get latched on to this is the guy I like, and we can be changing what we really know is the right philosophy to be sticking with. So I think having the tools to keep all that in check is key. I really do like the hybrid guys. I'm not going to deny that. If it's a dynasty, I'm all about trying to get those guys on the rosters. But if we're looking at best ball and looking at over the course of the season, I think exactly what you said is the way to go, to get three of those guys in that range and try to build your team from there. And there is no harm in waiting a little bit if you don't get it. I think it's more important to wait that little bit than to dive too far ahead and to change your overall strategy just to get one of those guys in those first kind of three rounds where some of those guys are going at the moment. Another question, Sean, come in. Now, I'm actually going to jump in before we get to this, because I actually have a a recommendation this week myself. I know we're always looking for listener recommendations, but I give the Ted Lasso one a couple of weeks ago, which this is where this recommendation actually came in from Eric Belair. He mentioned that since I now have Apple Plus, that he would highly suggest For All Mankind. He said that he also thinks that the best show that he's watched during the pandemic was on Hulu, that it was Devs, D-E-V-S. So I haven't seen either of them yet, but Apple TV, there's a lot of original content, which I'm excited to dive into. And I'm kind of flipping around now. I used to just kind of have Netflix and didn't have a lot of the other stuff set up, but now I have a couple of them set up. So I'm switching between different options and looking between the different offerings. So looking forward to checking that one out. But I checked out on Netflix this past week, White House Farm. I don't know if any of the listeners have seen it. I don't know if you've seen it, Sean. Quite an interesting one based on a true story of, unfortunately, kind of a family murders in the UK. But a very, very interesting, and I was very impressed throughout with the actual acting throughout the story. Enjoyed it quite a bit, but a very, very dark story overall, but an interesting show to follow along with. Only one season long, based on that true story. So the first question is, Sean, have you seen that series at all?
No, I haven't. That's a new one for me, which I basically never run across something that I haven't heard of whatsoever. So that's perfect. That's exactly what we're looking for.
I'm wondering though, I'm actually, just when I mention that now, I'm wondering if there could be an issue here where sometimes the offerings on Netflix in Ireland and the UK, or even between Ireland and the UK, and then Ireland and America, for example, can be very varied from time to time. So I'm wondering, is this one that's why you haven't seen it? It hasn't popped up on the US Netflix, but you'll have to go through the search and see if it's there. As I mentioned, quite dark story set up in 1985. So some of the investigation techniques and the police techniques are very questionable compared to what we would expect now with, you know, DNA and trying to get fingerprints and things like that. It was a little bit, it wasn't as educated or prepared or scientific back then, but I would recommend to check it out. It's one of those things where I've tried recently to start watching series that are kind of just one or two seasons long, because sometimes it can be hard to invest that long duration of time into, you know, if you're six or seven seasons behind, it can take a long time. It can feel like a never-ending battle to try and finish those series, but I'd recommend that. I'm going to have to check out For All Mankind as well. Thanks, Eric, for sharing that one. Next one up, and it was kind of Irish related. Jonathan Buster sent it into the email address, rotovizradio@gmail.com. His recommendations, he said he went for both Ireland related shows, Dublin Murders on Stars and Normal People on Hulu. Normal People actually caused a little bit of a stir over here when it actually came out. Both shows are kind of Irish based, as he mentioned, but people of Ireland tend to not be as tolerant of some of the more romantic, let's call it, shows that come out when they're aired on what we would call terrestrial TV or your normal free-to-air station. So it did cause quite a bit of a stir among the older generations here in Ireland, but I haven't yet watched it, but I have seen some of the trailers, and I am going to check it out as next on the list. I did also ask him which one he recommended most, and he said he couldn't recommend one over the other, because once they started watching it, they had to stream the entirety of both of those. So definitely when I hear somebody can't stop watching, or if it's a book and they can't put it down, it always piques my interest quite a bit. So again, Sean, any of those that you've seen so far?
Well, these are great recommendations this week. I was just reading something yesterday about For All Mankind and thought that it sounded very, very intriguing, something that I wanted to watch. Kind of as we discussed, maybe Apple Plus is one of the only things that I don't have right now, so I'll have to look at getting that. Interest very piqued by that one. Dev's something I watched about half of, and it has been just kind of a weird deal where I haven't finished that one, but the quality of that show is fantastic. And then these two Irish shows, I think, is interesting. Normal People have just watched the first episode like that, but didn't keep going. We'll have to give that one another try. Dublin Murders on Stars. I don't have Stars, even though Stars has some cool content, including one of my all-time favorite shows in Black Sails. Black Sails is a top five show. Anybody who hasn't seen that should watch it. Dublin Murders, though, is based on novels by Tana French, which she is just an extraordinary writer, maybe the best, or one of the two or three best writers at a sort of a word by word level, who are alive today. So I would definitely believe that a show based on her books is going to be fantastic. Colin, I also wanted to mention, again, the show that I talked about a little bit last week. I said I had just watched a couple of episodes of Reprisal. I have now finished that, and it was an absolutely bizarre and amazing experience, right? You have Abigail Spencer as the lead. She's astonishingly good. Was in a show called Timeless. It was more of a much more superficial or just easy to watch American Network television show, which, you know, American Network television shows do not take any effort to go through, but was sort of a fun time travel show going back through history, solving problems or making sure history wasn't destroyed. For a show that didn't have a lot of meat to it, it was a lot of fun, had plenty of episodes that were very, very enjoyable. But Spencer is fantastic, and she leads this show that it's one of these situations where, you know, if you've ever gone to the movies because, you know, Snowpiercer was recommended, and then you get in there and watch and realize, okay, this is one of the absolute worst movies that's ever been made. Now it's a TV show. I haven't had a chance to watch the TV show. I'm hoping the TV show is better, but it hurts your belief in some of these critics, certainly maybe the critical consensus. As these reviews come out, it can be very hard for the snowball not to start running downhill and people, you know, getting kind of in one trail or another. Reprisal does not have great reviews on Rotten Tomatoes, which I think is astonishing, because it is the best show that I have seen since the show Patriot, which is sort of an under the radar show on Amazon Prime. Sadly, it wasn't renewed for its third season. Reprisal was canceled. It's not going to have a second season. So you just have the 10 episodes there. Patriot, all of the best ball teams that Blair Andrews and I have together are named from different weird things in Patriot. We talk about Patriot from time to time on the show, but if you haven't seen that, it's extraordinary. It's like kind of the one show that's up there with Deadwood in terms of the best show of all time. Reprisal, the best since then. And it is this bizarre sort of vaguely, you know, motorcycle club-ish show, but not in the way that you're really thinking. One of the influences that the creator mentioned was sort of the Quentin Tarantino dynamic. There is a little bit of that vibe, and it is very violent at times, but it's also, and it has the colorful, vibrant element, but also in sort of a softer, more human way. And the dialogue is fantastic, not quite as stylized, and the Tarantino dialogue is fantastic, except for maybe the things that are perhaps a little bit problematic. But the dialogue on a sentence by sentence basis, the interaction of the characters, fantastic in his work. Even I think better in Reprisal, because it's a little bit more human. And then the show has this crazy dynamic to it where the creator has taken elements from the 1920s, the 1960s, 70s, 80s, put them together and created this sort of fantasy out of time environment. And most of the time it feels like it's set in, you know, like the 60s or 70s. And then very bizarrely, and you would think that this kind of thing would really damage the plot, but it doesn't. I mean, the plot is extraordinary. But you just kind of take it as part of it that out of this show that really is kind of 70-ish set, the characters or a couple of characters will pull out a cell phone and talk to each other. So, I mean, it was an amazing experience watching the show. I know people came for fantasy football, and I've talked about it longer than I should, but I do want to pass along both the fact that a lot of critics didn't like it, so maybe you won't like it either, but I thought it was extraordinary.
Yeah, you've definitely sold it. And even when you were talking, I dived on there to Rotten Tomatoes to look, and I have been very much like you. At times I decide against the ratings, and sometimes I question the critics' credentials for the decisions they make based on their reviews. But this one, for example, has a 53% tomato meter score from the critics and a 95% from the audience. So a lot of the time I tend to go with the audience and ignore that critic score, because you know, obviously the audience is a lot more people that are put into that sample size. So you've really sold it there, Sean. I've written it down on a piece of paper. It's going to be one that I'm going to have to, over the next couple of weeks, dive into, and I'll give my feedback then if we get to it in a future show. But lots of good topics there in terms of the different shows that people are watching, recommending. We're always looking for new suggestions, or whether it's a question that you want to send in, or even a topic you want to see on an upcoming show, you can always send them to us at rotovizradio@gmail.com, or you can send them my way at Overtime Ireland on Twitter. As always, drop us a written review on your favorite podcast app. We do appreciate that very, very much. And as always, you can get yourself that 10% discount to a Rotoviz NFL pass by adding the code RVRadio2021 at checkout. Are we going to rotoviz.com/podcast for more information? And really with that, that's what's going to do us for today's edition of the show. My name, as always, is Colm Kelly. You can follow me on Twitter at Overtime Ireland. My co-host today, once again, Sean Siegel. And Sean, another thing I must check, we're getting close to that 200 episode mark, so I must check in on that. But until we're back with another one, have a good one. Thank you for listening to Overtime on Rotoviz Radio. Please rate and review the Rotoviz Radio podcast on iTunes or your favorite podcast app. You can contact us via email at rotovizradio@gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter at Rotoviz Radio. And remember, you can always support the pod by subscribing to Rotoviz with a discount through the Rotoviz Radio homepage, rotoviz.com/podcast.
Whether you're a world-class athlete or a podcaster like me, we all understand the importance of mental and physical well-being and proper recovery for top-notch performance. That's why I'm excited that Unified Healing is sponsoring this podcast. Unified Healing is a new and super innovative global network of wellness centers powered by Energy Enhancement System, or EE System. If you haven't heard of the EE System, you'll want to listen up. This technology promotes wellness, deep relaxation, purification, and rejuvenation. In hundreds of locations across the globe, access to a center is easy and affordable. Interested in experiencing the EE System technology for yourself? Go to unifiedhealing.com/bluewire to learn more and find a center near you. That's unifiedhealing.com/bluewire. No material or testimonials on the Unified Healing website are intended to be viewed as medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Always seek the advice of your physician or other qualified healthcare provider with any questions you may have regarding a medical condition or treatment, and before undertaking a new healthcare regimen, including EE System.